Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. Ben Fontana joined with head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, taking on Georgia Tech here at 12:30 down in Atlanta. Second road game of in the ACC, and got that first win over NC State, 24-10. And coach, you talked about how much your players kind of jacked you up on the sideline and got that win for you. Was that like a turning point for you guys, or did you expect your players to get in there?
They've always been good, but they were great on Saturday at NC State. It's just their whole demeanor and their whole wherewithal to just find a way to find resolve as we were playing, you know, playing a good team, and just extremely pleased with the work ethic and the mentality on the sideline.
And also, the run game worked tremendously. Almost 3 100-yard rushers with Prince, Tyson, Jerome Smith, and Terrell Hunt kind of wearing down the defense. Is that the formula to play against those fast and tough ACC teams?
I think it's part of the formula. I think each week it'll change depending on how we're defended, you know, when you look at our offense. I'm sure people, including Georgia Tech today, will try to find ways to load up the box, and then we're going to have to do a good job being proficient on the outside and getting the ball, you know, into spots and move the chains, throwing it, as well as get some shots down the field.
Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer, taking on Georgia Tech here at 12:30, just in a couple minutes. And Coach Terrell Hunt actually just making his fourth career start, believe it or not. He's still really young. He says he wants to get in a progression where he eventually throws the ball, is confident enough before the receivers even look, and he's waiting. Is he going to get to a point where he can actually do that?
Well, we sure hope so, and I believe he's working hard to do that. But just what he said, you know, he has to be able to do a little bit better job anticipating a route or a man within the framework of a pattern, finding a window and throw it before he gets to the window. And he knows that, and he understands how important, you know, anticipation is in this game.
On the other side of the ball, he said, you know, anticipation, because Georgia Tech could keep the ball for a while with their offense, but then your defense going up against them has so much depth now. Just, are you surprised at how guys like Julian Wiggum, your linebacking core, guys on the D-line have stepped up and really filled in for roles?
I think they've done a good job. Not so much surprised, pleased with where we thought they could be. And it's good to see some of those players, you know, step up and feel comfortable in a game situation and play the way they're capable of.
Ben Fontana joined by Scott Schaefer here on WAER. Countdown kickoff with Syracuse and Georgia Tech almost around the corner. So let's talk about the Georgia Tech option, the elephant in the room here, and just how tough it is to defend on one play. There's so many given reads and so many options that you guys have to defend against. How difficult it is to really to go up against that?
Yeah, you know, it's a game of discipline when you play an option team like this. And what makes them so unique is not only the scheme, but also just the fact that you're probably only going to have to go against that scheme once a year. But you have to be prepared ahead of time and find ways to get repetitions before you get to that week. And, you know, we've worked hard to do that, but it'll be a great challenge today.
So many weapons on the Yellow Jackets team. Who kind of stands out for you? Because they basically have four tailbacks plus the quarterback who can just move their feet.
Yeah, you know, it starts with, like you said, the quarterback, Vad Lee. He's a young man that he's got a ton of ability, and he's, you know, he's yet to have that breakout game, but there are flashes of him being exactly what Coach Johnson wants in that offensive scheme. And then as you look at the skill kids, there's a lot of them. The one that jumps out the most is David Sims, number 20, and we'll have to have an eye on him today. You know, he's got six or seven touchdowns this year. He's, you know, he's got 353 yards, but he makes people miss, and he's also a powerful guy. You know, he's 6'2", 225, so he's similar to Jerome Smith body type. But he's a productive player, and you know, at any point in time, he can break a play.
Ben Fontana joined by head coach of the Orange, Scott Schaefer. The Orange taking on Georgia Tech here in Atlanta in just a couple minutes. And then you preach the importance of eyes, playing with eyes on the defense, just keeping, you know, a watch on everyone. What's that all about? What's the importance of that?
Well, you know, I always talk to the kids about, you know, what do you catch the football with? And most kids initially will say their hands. And then we talk about, well, if you can't see the ball, you can't catch the ball. And then they'll say, well, coach, yeah, I catch it with my eyes. Same thing with tackling, same thing with block protection. You have to put your eyes in the right spot. You have to have small targets. and you have to see through blocks, especially against an option team where they're going to try to cut you a bunch. You have to see through those blocks before you get your eyes to where the ball may or may not be, and that's what makes it so difficult for these defenders when they go up against the option. Is it's not just a gap control and run through your gap, it's seeing through your gap and having a little bit more attention to detail, because it's a 6-inch game, and a 6-inch game is going to win it or lose it today, and we have to be extremely disciplined with those eyes so our feet and body will follow.
All right, Coach, we're in the grind here. Second game of a 4-5 road stretch. We're halfway through the season. Second road game in a while here. You know, your first year head coach, how comfortable are you feeling now, just kind of now the season is on a roll here?
I feel good about it. You know, I'm enjoying the process. It is a learning process every single game, not only for the young players, but for the young rookie coach. And I need to do a good job trying to manage the game, put the kids in a position to, you know, win more battles throughout the course of a game and be smart, you know. And the big thing is just trying to push forward with the things we believe in, and that's fundamentals of blocking and tackling and catching and running. So, you know, we look forward to this next ACC battle here in Georgia, and it'll be a great ACC matchup.
Yeah, Coach Schaefer in the Q's looking to get win number 2 in the ACC. Once again, I'm Ben Fontana. Let's kick it back inside the WAER studios for more Countdown to Kickoff.